Have your Bible turned this morning to Hebrews chapter 13. Hebrews chapter 13. We'll begin reading this morning at verse 10. Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 10. The Bible says, we have an altar whereof they have no right to eat which serve the tabernacle. For the bodies of those beasts whose blood is brought into the sanctuary by the high priest for sin are burned without the camp. Wherefore, Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered without the camp. Let us go forth, therefore, unto him without the camp, bearing his reproach. For here have we no continuing city, but we seek one to come. As we look at this morning, and as the writer here is writing to the Hebrews, writing mostly to the Jews, he's beginning to line out what God would have in this last chapter of Hebrews, where God would have them to be. But I want to say it kind of lines out too this morning, where God would have us to be. Who we trust in, who we put our faith in this morning, is one of the most, it is the most, not one of, but it's the most important part that we have as we walk through this life and we look to the different things and the different avenues that we face day by day. We realize this morning that we serve a risen Savior, that we've got a God of glory that loves us and cares for us and gave Himself for us even in the day we live. We can know that because God gives it to us in the promise of His Word. The Bible says here that there is an altar. Amen. I want to say the altar that he's talking about here, he said, we have an altar whereof they have no right to eat, which serve the tabernacle. He's talking to the Jews, and he's talking about the altar that we have. I want to say we've been given an altar in the Lord Jesus Christ. We've been given a place that we can come to and worship Him and magnify Him and lift Him up even today. He said that those that come to the altar, praise God, the sacrifices that's made there are made through the Lord Jesus Christ. He said it's not of the blood of bulls and animals anymore, but that, praise God, that ultimate sacrifice has been made. Ain't you glad that He did that for you? That Jesus Christ Himself offered up that sacrifice for me and you. He said the Jews again, they can claim to know what they're doing, and they offer up them blood sacrifices of animals, but praise God, it's not of naught. He said that time has passed, and we're living in a new day. I'm glad, praise God, that we don't have to gather up a bunch of animals and sacrifice them day in and day out for our sins no more, because that ultimate sacrifice, that precious lamb without spot, was sacrificed for me and you. On the cross of Calvary, that sacrifice was made. Amen. The Lord Jesus sacrificed. He's that altar today, praise God, that we can come through. The sacrifice of His own self that He gave for me and you. That sacrifice, that ultimate sacrifice that reconciled us and brought us back into adoption unto God. Amen. Ain't you glad for that today? Amen. You're not out there by yourself no more. If you're a child of God, if you accept the Lord Jesus Christ in the free pardon of sin, the shedding of His blood, amen, for the forgiveness of sin, you've been bought with a price. You've been paid for this morning. I'm glad to know that today, ain't you? Amen. We've been reconciled. We've been bought with a price. We've been delivered, amen, in the adoption of God. Amen. Justified by the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Our person, glory to God. Each one of us have been just as if we had never committed all those ungodly sins that we're out to commit. And we put our faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. He begins to do, he finishes the justification process for me and you. I'm glad for that. And then he'll know he justifies, praise God, in our person, but he begins to renovate us, amen, for his glory. I'm glad today, praise God, there's a renovation process that's taking place in my life. You say, what you saying, Pastor? I'm saying, I'm not that man that I used to be. I'm a new creature in Christ Jesus this morning. Amen. He lives in me, and I in him. He's my all in all. He's my everything this morning. I trust him for all I have. I trust him for my every need this morning. I trust him to be there for me. I trust him to help me along this way, because I've realized I can't do nothing but make a mess by myself.
Amen.
Amen. I know most of you probably is better than me, but praise God, when I try to do things by myself, I make a mess of it. But praise God, when I trust the Lord, He always brings me through right. Amen. Why? Because there's a renovation process that's taking place. Amen. That's what He does for me and you. Amen. Not only is a renovation process in the nature that we have, but there's a growth in grace. Amen. I'm glad for that growth that we have this morning because of Lord Jesus Christ. I'm glad because the grace is bestowed. God's righteousness at Christ's expense has been put on my account and on your account this morning so we can just stand up, lift up our heads and praise Him this morning. Praise God because it's all been paid for. Yeah, amen. Amen. Glory to God. Bless His holy name. And He leads us to perseverance. Amen. To persevere even in this day that we live. See, when we take this and when we realize that He is our altar this morning, praise God, we get an abundance of things that we didn't even think about. Loads of benefits that He's given us for our behalf that we can take and use, praise God, for His glory, even to the perfection unto glory one day. Amen. You realize, praise God, if you're a child of God, one day you'll be perfect. Amen. We're not yet. But one day, if we're trying, if we trust and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, I'm not talking about a head knowledge. There's a whole lot of folks that have got a head. The devil's got a head knowledge of Jesus, but he's not saved. Amen. We've got to have a heart knowledge. And when we have a heart knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, when He becomes our Lord, it's a personal thing. When He becomes my Lord and Savior, praise God, He saved me by His marvelous grace. Hey, I persevere in Him. I'm perfected in Him for His glory. Amen. Then every aspect of my life, I praise God, we need it to be to bring glory to God, that God might receive all the glory in this day and hour we live. Amen. So we see what's playing out here when Jesus becomes that altar. Amen. He said, those that could eat of it. See, now we can't, if we're cleaving to the law, if we try to live but unto ourselves, then you know what we're doing? Listen to me. If we try to be good within ourselves, we're cleaving to the law and we're rejecting and pushing away the precious Lamb of God. And I will say, praise God, that's no place for a child of God to be. Amen. We can't live by the law. We can't keep the law. The law was a school teacher just to show us how rotten we really are. But it was by grace, praise God, that we're saved through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. When we believe on Him and trust in Him, praise God, He makes a difference. Amen. He comes along and begins to do the mighty work that He needs to. He fulfills in this very text that we're looking at, He fulfills that type. When the blood of the animals couldn't fulfill it, praise God, Jesus came along and He fulfilled that type. Amen. They would take and kill that sacrifice. They would take that blood into the Holy of Holies and they would offer it upon the altar. They'd take that animal out to outside the camp and they would burn it up. But when Jesus came along, praise God, He fulfilled the type. He became that sacrifice. He carried the glory be to God. He carried His blood, amen, back to the holiest of holies in heaven, praise God. And offered as a sacrifice for our sins. Amen. I'm talking about He's superior to anything the world had. Superior in any law that God, that the world could live by. Amen. So He carried that blood back to the heavenly, to the holy of holies in glory. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now I won't say praise God. It's still, and that up there, it's still doing the work today. Amen. Because it's a finished work when the Lord carried it. Amen. By doing that, He obtained pardon of our sin. He obtained the pardon for our sin when He carried that blood. It was precious blood that He shed on Calvary. And He shed, as a precious, spotless Lamb of God, shed His blood for me and for you. Amen. So that we might be without sin. What does that do for us? That gives us peace in our conscience. Amen. You hear me? When if you've been born again, praise God, the blood's been applied to life, there ought to be a peace come over your soul. That peace of consciousness, He said, it's all fulfilled in the Lord Jesus Christ. He offered us this. And He said, not only peace, but a renewing of the Spirit. Amen. The Lord bought us back, amen, by the Holy Ghost of God. He renewed us in the Spirit. Amen. What does that mean? He done it for all. Not just for me, not just for you, but for all people. And all we got to do is just believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We have to become born again believers. We have to trust in the Lord Jesus because He is the Savior of men. Amen. Pray God, He's the only one that can save you. That's where you ought to get that peace of conscience, realizing, praise God, that you've been born again. Yeah. Amen. Praise the Lord. So you've been born again. You believe on Lord Jesus Christ. You repent of your sins. Hello? See, I believe what's messing up most people today, we believe in Lord Jesus Christ. We believe He died for us, but we won't repent of our sins. Hello? You come, but you say, well, preacher, I repent of my sin. I ask God to forgive me. No, but I know, because our conscience is still bothering us. Amen? Because we're still doing the things we've always done. True repentance is taken, amen, realizing that we broke the heart of God, turning away from ourselves and our own ungodliness, and turning to a good God that loved us. Amen. Never to go back there again. I want to ask you this morning, how many of you got things in your life, praise God, that you know is wrong that you're doing? Don't raise your hand. Just think about it. We know it's wrong. Amen. Our conscience, even your conscience, maybe you're not saved, but your conscience says, you know what? These things you're doing, that's just not right. Amen. So what we do is we believe on Lord Jesus Christ, praise God. He came to make it right. Amen. We believe on Him and we repent. Turn from those things. Turn to Him. Praise God. He begins to make the difference. See how He fulfills the type? I mean, He fulfills it all in all. We need that today, praise God, in the Lord. And then along comes the Holy Ghost, God. And what it does, it brings us unto God. We come to God in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He said that's what makes the difference. And it's all by the precious blood that Jesus shed on Calvary. Amen. It all takes place because of the blood. It drives me nuts. These folks get on there. They get on these TVs and things. Say, well, it don't really matter about the blood. He said, without the shedding of blood, there's no remission. No putting away of sin. But praise God, because He shed the blood. Amen. Our sins can be forgiven. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we see the Lord fulfilled this thing. Amen. All the way to the end of the way. Amen. But I want to preach just a little while. This is just the introduction. Brother Charles, I want to preach a little while, and this is our title. In verse 13, he said, let us go forth. Amen. I want to preach for just a minute this morning, if you'll just be patient with me for just a few seconds. Let us go forth. So if we realize that Jesus done this for us, that He loved us enough to come to where we was at, praise God, then let us go forth, the Bible said, therefore, unto Him. So who are we going to go forth to? We're going to go forth to Jesus. Amen. It's like Brother Charles talking about this morning, that therefore is there to tell us, praise God, that Jesus has already accomplished what needs to be accomplished so that we can come to Him. Amen. He's already paved the path, praise God, and all we got to do is just follow along. Amen. It's not complicated, folks. Amen. God bless you, sweetheart. It's easy to be accomplished today in the Lord Jesus Christ, when we just follow, when we come unto Him. He's the one that we got to follow. When we go forth, amen, He said, let us go forth, verse 13. But I will say this morning, there's some things we need to go forth from before we can go forth to. Amen. Now don't die on me. Stay with me. There's some things that we got to go forth from before we can go forth to. Number one, we got to go forth from a powerless religion. Amen. We need a religion with power in it. We can't work it up. We can't manifest it up. We can't pray. Amen. Glory be to God. We got to get on our face. We got to pray. We got to ask God to fill us, to overflow it. Give us that praise, God. That'll get us excited again in the Lord. We need to be excited. That excitement that we had when we got saved and we realized we don't have to go to hell and burn forever. Praise God that we've been delivered from hell. Been delivered from our sins and our sinfulness, praise God, so we can praise God forevermore. Amen. So we've got to be delivered out of that. Got to be delivered unto. We've got to be delivered from our sinfulness. Got to be delivered from, praise God, the powerless religion that we're living today. Amen. It's easy to say that you're religious. It's easy to say, well, I belong to a church. It's easy to say this, it's easy to say that, but praise God, when it comes where the rubber meets the road, praise God, we've got to move out from something that's powerless and move to where the power is. I want to say glory be to God, there's power in the name of Jesus. We get to just proclaim in the name of Jesus, magnify His blessed name, praise God. He begins to do a marvelous work in us. Amen. Glory be to God. And you can just shout all the way to the house. Amen. Just praising the Lord what He's already done. Amen. Looking forward to what He's going to do in the days ahead. So we got to remove ourselves from a powerless religion. A religion that don't have no power in it. You say, well, preacher, I've got a powerful religion. Really? Well, let me ask you a question. Don't you ask yourself, what's your religion doing for you? How's your religion changing your life? How's your religion making you more like Jesus Christ, our example? Oh me, my life, hey, well, preacher, my life hasn't changed very much. I won't say face something big as Lord Jesus Christ moves into your heart, the Holy Ghost of God moves in your heart. He's going to change you day by day. Amen. You'll get the can't help it. You'll want to be changed. You'll want the Word of God. You'll want the things of God. Amen. A powerless religion. And when you get away from a powerless religion, it'll draw you out of a sinful world. So we have to remove ourselves. Let us go forth from a sinful world. We can't be partakers in it. We've got to realize, praise God, there's something that's so important, amen, that we got to go to the Lord Jesus Christ. We've got to follow Him and righteousness for His name's sake. Amen. We come out of the powerless religion and we come out of the sinful world. The world's just like it's got fish hooks. It just want to hook us up and pull us down. Drag us off into the deep. Devour us. He said that's what the devil does. He's walking about seeking whom he may devour. Pull down and destroy and tear up. Amen. But we have to remove ourselves from, a powerless world. Amen. From a powerless faith. From a sinful world. We have to withdraw ourselves from it. You say, how do you do that? Through separation. Unlowered. You say, well, how do we do it? By realizing the deception that we've been living in. I think a world, especially in God's people, the church, there's a great big deception today. And we're getting snookered into this thing that we think everything's okay. But what it is, the deception today of self-centered living. We got a self-centered living, a self-centered image. We've got a mindset that what we think is right. And we take that self-centered and we just follow that. Amen. And we need to mortify the deeds of the flesh, praise God, and put our faith in the Lord. The Lord, praise God, He'll pull us out. He'll bring us out of the deception. And He'll move us into His marvelous light and begin to reveal unto us, praise God, the things that are really important. Amen. Realize that He is the fulfillment of the law. He's our all in all. He's everything that we need. Amen. And when we go to Him, it's not through the blood of the beast, he says here in Hebrews 13:11. But he said it was brothers by the priest, praise God, and burned outside without the camp. But he said, wherefore Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood. He suffered without the gate. Amen. So what he's saying here, praise God, is we need to get out from under the deception, amen, and move into the marvelous light of the Lord Jesus Christ and realize, praise God, that he suffered for me and you. That as David said, is there not a cause? Amen. There is today, praise God. We need to realize that the Lord loves us and He died for us, praise God. And if we'll just trust in Him, amen, He's the fulfillment of everything. Amen. Amen. So these are the things. Let us go forth from these things. From the powerless religion, the sinfulness of the world, amen, and the deception that so easily deceives us. Deception is rampant today. Deception's everywhere. And it's spewed out at us through the media and the news media and all these different agents. It's just spewing deception. And if we ain't careful, we hear that stuff and we absorb so much of it and become part, and we don't even know what's right and wrong. Amen. But Jesus, praise God, said He died so we can know the truth. And the Bible says the truth will set us free. Amen. I'm glad we got truth today in the Lord Jesus Christ. Bless His holy name. So he said, let us go forth. So let us go forth where? He said, therefore, unto Him. So we come out from among these powerless things and we move to the side where the power is. And we move unto Him as unto those who believe in Him. Amen. We follow Him because we believe in Him. Because hey, we say, you know what? The Lord Jesus Christ, the Bible tells me, the inerrant Word of God says that Jesus came and He lived, He grew up, and He died for the sins of the world. And He died on the cross of Calvary for an old sinner like me and an old sinner like you. Amen? He died for us on the cross. So therefore, said we come unto Him because we believe, number one, in Him. Amen? We've got to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. In these last days we're living, we need to believe on Him more than we ever have. You say, preacher, can we believe more than we used to? Praise God, we believe. Believe with all our hearts that He is God and besides Him there's no other. He's all that we'll ever need. Praise the Lord. So we have to believe on Him. Amen? We have to believe on Him. We have to separate ourselves to Him. Amen? Now listen. Now, I know everybody stubs up when you talk about separation. Amen? But we have to separate ourselves from the world today. We can't live like everybody else when we know what they're doing is wrong. Amen? We have to remove ourselves from the sinfulness of the world, praise God, and live a virtuous life for the Lord Jesus Christ. And to do that, we have to separate ourselves. Amen? He said, be ye holy, for I am holy. Amen. In order to do that, praise God, we have to separate ourselves. Amen. Amen. Separate ourselves. You say, well, preacher, separation seems so drastic. Not when you separate yourself unto Him. In other words, we put ourselves in trust and confiding in the Lord Jesus Christ. So when situations and things come up, praise God, we have somebody that we can call on, that we trust in, amen, because we've separated ourselves unto Him. We're abiding in the Lord, and He's abiding in us. Amen. So we have that separation unto Him. So He said, let us go forth unto Him, unto His, by believing in Him. It's a separation to Him. Amen. And prepare to suffer with Him. The Bible said Jesus suffered all by Himself without the gate. Why did He do that? Why would the Lord Jesus Christ, I'm talking about God Almighty, manifest in the flesh, suffered without the gate for me and you? Why? Because He loved us. You know why we can't separate ourselves? Why we can't get where we need to be with the Lord? Because we don't, amen. Because why we can't suffer with Him? Because we don't love Him like He loved us. Let me ask you a question this morning. How much do you love the Lord Jesus Christ? You know what? You know what the answer would be? Most folks, probably most folks sitting right here, well, I don't really love Him much because I don't really know much about Him. I don't really know much about Him, so how can I love somebody I don't know? That's a good question. You can't. We need to know Him, praise God. Separate to Him because we need to love Him, praise God. Suffer for Him because we love Him like He loves us. That reciprocating love, praise God, because He loves us and we're going to love Him back. That's what brings us to our knees. That's what brings us down to our faith and we're to repent and say, oh God, forgive me, a sinner. Help me do better, God. Expecting that He will. I wonder how many times we bow on our face and we say, oh God, forgive me, an old sinner. And we get back up and we're thinking about what we were doing wrong before we ever get off our knees. We go right, the Bible said, go right back to like a hog that's wallowed. Amen. You know what the problem is there? There's no separation. Amen. There's no suffering for the cause of Christ. There's no putting stuff behind us. Amen. Those things that we, amen, this old flesh enjoys, a lustful thing that the flesh chases after, praise God, getting rid of it because it don't bring honor and glory to God. Amen. I tell you what, we get this down pat, praise God. You talk about Holy Ghost revival. Praise God, it'll be a stirring. Amen. When we begin to realize, praise God, there's a God of glory that loves us and we begin to suffer with Him. For the cause of Christ. Putting those old bad habits behind us. Amen. I guarantee you, every one of us today have some bad habit that we know is not pleasing to God. Amen. And you say, well, preacher, you know, how do we know? Well, praise God, because God the Holy Ghost convicting your heart of it. Amen. He may not be convicting my heart because it's not mine. But He may be convicting your heart of it. He said, that's when you got to fall to and suffer because Christ. I say, Lord, please just take this away from me. This old flesh loves to enjoy. This old flesh likes to do those things. But praise God, I know it's wrong. I know it's not right. I know it's not bringing glory to Your name. Lord, please help me. See, That's suffering for... But see, most time we think, well, if we're suffering for the cause of Christ, that means that we know we're going to be martyred, we're going to be beat down, we're going to be persecuted. Amen. No, it just means that we got to stand up and be godly and God and have godliness and righteousness upon our heart. Amen. Say, Lord God, please help me do nothing that'll hurt your name. Amen. That won't bring glory to your blessed holy name. That'll lift you up, praise God, that you might receive all the glory. Amen. You say, well, why is this necessary? So that when it's all said and done, praise God, that we can have a testimony of Him. Amen. I don't know about you, praise God, but I want to get everything so that I can have a testimony of my Lord. So when it comes time, praise God, when my course is finished, I can stand and say, praise God, I love Jesus and I stayed with the Lord. That's all that matters. Amen. It's our testimony to the Lord Jesus Christ. And He said if we'll suffer with Him, praise God, we can have a testimony for Him. Amen. Hey, praise God. I don't know about you, but I want to have a testimony for my Lord. I want to have a praise upon my lips. Amen. I want to be able to tell somebody about my Lord and my Savior. He's the most important part of our lives. You say, well, preacher, He said, let us go forth unto Him. Let us go forth. Why? Why is it so important to go forth unto Him? I got thinking on this other day. I thought, glory to God. It's the most important part, the most important thing that we can do. Why? Because look at verse 14. It's the whole part of the matter. He says, for here have we no continuing city, but we seek one to come. So why would we separate ourselves? Why? He said, let us go forth unto Him. Why would we go forth unto the Lord? Because here, he said, there's nothing for us. Amen? Here in this present world we live, listen, there's nothing for us. Our life, praise God, is in the Lord Jesus Christ, and that life, praise the Lord, is eternal, and it's already settled in heaven.
Amen.
Amen. Here in this present world, there's nothing but sorrows and troubles and failures, praise God, but there's peace and happiness and joy forever in the Lord. He said, let us go forth unto Him. Amen. Why? Because the world's imperfect. The world's fleeting. The world's vanishing. It's full of decay and death. That's all it is. And one day we'll die. Now listen to me. And one day you and I will die out of it. Amen. You hear me? One day we'll die out of this world. So why should we come, Lord Jesus Christ? Because one day, praise God, we're going to die out of this world. And there's only two places we can go. We can go to heaven to be with Him forevermore, or we can end up eternally doomed in hell. Hell, if we don't go unto Him now, we'll spend eternity in hell then. Amen. Just straight up, as honest as I can be with you this morning. He said He's fulfilled everything and He'd be filled so that we can go to Him. Amen? So that we can go unto Him. Let us go forth unto Him. Amen? Because we know that He's the way. Therefore, He said He's the way that we come. So we go to Him. So the Bible tells you that we suffer for Him. Amen? We suffer with Him. Amen? Because of the promise that we have in the end. So when we accept the Lord Jesus Christ and we just say, you know what? He's not going to live in my head. He's going to live in my heart. And Lord Jesus Christ, I want you to take it. And Lord, I want you to mold me and make me like your image. Help me love you. Reciprocate that like you love me. Amen. Because I've realized, praise God, I'm just a pilgrim and a sojourner passing through. This whole world's going to vanish and decay. We're going to, listen, you are going to die out of it. You say, well, preacher, I'm just a young person. Hey, young people die every day. Amen. Be like the young lady was at the revival meeting, 16 years old, and a preacher come to her and see the Holy Ghost of God was a-dealing with her. I mean, she was trinking, she was trembling in her heart. And the preacher said, ma'am, wouldn't you like to be saved? She said, no, not today. He said, today's the day of salvation. Wouldn't you like to be saved? She said, no, maybe some other time. And they said she got in the car and she took off down the road. Made it about a quarter mile down the road, run out of the road, run into a tree and died and went off into eternity. Lost without God. Said the old preacher got in a car and somebody told him they run down there. He got one of the fellas. He said, "Hey, son, can you drive me back up to the church?" Drove him back up to the church and he began to walk back down there to that scene. And they said, "What are you doing?" He said, "I just want to see how many steps it was to eternity for that young lady." Amen. We don't know our next step. Amen. That's why we got to come unto Him now, praise God. Draw nigh, praise God. Today is the day of salvation. Amen. Today's the day that we decide for Jesus. Amen. Because He's already fulfilled all the types. He is that precious promise of hope that we have today. Our hope is in the Lord. That's faith with expectation. Amen. Our hope is in the Lord Jesus Christ. And without that, listen to me, without that, we have nothing. If we don't have our hope in the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, we may have houses and lands and good jobs and good pensions and good toys, but if we don't have the Lord Jesus Christ as the Lord of our life, we have nothing. Because we're going to die out of this world. And listen to me, I've done a whole bunch of funerals. A bunch. And there's not been a U-Haul behind any hearse that I've been to so far. And if they did, they'd just go down to the gravesite and turn around and go back. They ain't nobody took nothing with them. Only thing you might take with you is what they can stick on your body. Maybe a watch or a ring or something like that. You won't take nothing else. But I want to say, if we love the Lord Jesus Christ and we put our faith and trust in Him, praise God, He promised He'd go with us all the way to the end of the way. Amen. And that one day, He would deliver us safe unto Himself over in glory. I don't know about you, praise God, but I believe I can remove myself from this false religion, this spiritless, this powerless religion, from the deception of my own heart, praise God, and sinfulness of this world. And I believe I can follow the Lord Jesus Christ because I have a blessed hope in Him. What about you today? Do you have that blessed hope in the Lord Jesus Christ? Amen. Listen to me. If you don't have it today, you don't have nothing. Because He said here, "For here we have no continuing city." Amen. There's nothing going to last forever. You realize if you shut down, people moved out of Asheville. If they moved out of Asheville today and they abandoned all those buildings on the square and everywhere else, in just a matter of a couple of years, that the grass and the trees and the vines would take over that city, in 10 years you wouldn't hardly even know there was a city there. If that's the way with concrete and stone, just think about what it is with your little old life, your flesh. Amen? Just a little while and it'll be gone. It'll vanish away. But praise God, we've got a blessed hope in Lord Jesus Christ. If we trust in Him, that we'll live forever with Him in glory. We have a hope. Peter said we have a blessed hope that's out of this world. And he said, it's in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He said, so let us go forth unto Him. Amen. Because He is the promise that we have, amen, of eternal life forever with the Lord Jesus Christ. What about you this morning? What about you? Have you been saved? Have you came unto Him, amen, with all your heart? Said, "Lord Jesus, forgive me of my sin. Come into my heart and be my Lord." Trust in Him. Believe in Him. Repenting of your sins. And asking God to come into your heart. May I suffer with Him without the camp. Amen. Suffer with Him, praise God, for His glory, so we might finish well. What about you this morning? As you stand to your feet, what about you this morning?